I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 154 of the Ridge Hunter Outdoors podcast. This week, I'm talking with Tyler Kiefer. You guys have seen him before on our Spring Strutting Show. He's been on the podcast. And we did Waterfowl Wednesdays last year, and we actually talked about us not being able to do that this year. We got into the waterfowl season. He was able to get out and go and had a pretty good year, so we talked about that. And we talked about the upcoming turkey season and kind of how he's going to have a little bit bigger role moving forwards, hopefully, with everything we got going on. You will hear me talk a little bit about some changes we got coming. I'm going to do a full episode on that probably next Monday. We're sitting in the new studio right now. It's finally finished up. We're ready to start with video as long as I can get everything figured out on the back end, which I will. And then we're going to also start doing some different types of videos and things as well. And Tyler's going to be involved with some of that here and there. So you guys will be seeing more from him, but I think you guys are going to enjoy this conversation as well. So episode number 154, let's get into it.
We always talked about we wanted to do more of the waterfowl.
That's where we need to start right there. We didn't get any of the waterfowl episodes done this year, but for me, it's been kind of hard because, like, with the fall pursuit now,
it's blown up.
putting an episode out every week, like, I have to be hunting for one thing, because if nobody's out there hunting, then we don't have any content. So if nobody else is able to go, I got to try to make time to be able to at least go film something.
Yeah,
and then I got to edit it all and put it together. So like that during deer season is a lot of added. I don't know, just a lot of added stuff to do.
But I'm not complaining. It took you to, December to kill your deer?
Yeah, right. That's even worse. I'm not, like, complaining about it, but it's just, like, I got all that, and then trying to do the other two podcast episodes, it's hard to get that third one in there sometimes, and then schedules have to line up and everything like that. I mean, you got a full-time job, too, so.
Full-time job, kids.
Uh-huh.
Busy.
Yep, which is good. I've probably said this on the podcast before, but one of the best things I heard one of my college professors say, he was actually the dean of the program.
Yeah.
He was talking about guys that would not go do internships or volunteer for stuff to put on their resume. He said their excuse was, well, I'm busy. And he said, good, be busy. Like, that stuck with me since I heard that from him. It's like, good, be busy. Like, it's good to be busy. You should be busy. If you're not busy, you're not getting anything done.
Exactly.
That probably means bad things. So I always think about that when I think about, man, I'm so busy. I got so much going on. I'm like, good, be busy. Because that's good. But it does get in the way of doing some waterfowl podcasts.
Did you even waterfowl hunt at all this year?
I know. Second year in a row. I got a buddy who's invited me.
Last year?
Did we go last year?
Yeah, we went last year.
Oh, that's right. I didn't go to Missouri last year, but me and you went for.
You've seen three ducks.
A couple hours. We ended up.
We drove longer than
we hunted. Yeah, that's kind of been my waterfowl hunt the last 2 years. No, I didn't go this year. I got a buddy who's been inviting me to go out. He invited me to go out with him on one of their pits and do some goose hunting, but I just haven't been able to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to. I really would. I think it'd be a good time shooting snow geese out there with him or whatever. And he invited me to duck hunt too. But like I said, it's hard for me to give up the deer hunting time right now with the show. So eventually, I hope that'll get to the point where it's not as much on me, you know what I mean? And then, like, bringing in some other people and getting some other filming done, and then we'll have more content that I won't have. I'll have more time to do other stuff. You know, I won't feel like, if I don't go this week two times, I'm not going to have any video. And that's why late season, we do it the way we do it. You know, we go basically through November, and then once December hits, I kind of just do like a one late season episode, unless someone kills like the second week of December and then someone kills the last part of December. I just kind of wait until we have something, because Nate's pretty much done by then. He's taking his vacation. Blake's done by then. He's taking his vacation. Dusty's always bucked out by December.
That's what it seems like.
So, and then Dad's busy at the shop by the second week of November or the first week some
There's
years.
There's two shotgun seasons there.
Exactly.
Did Wayne City have a late doe season this year?
No, Wayne County did not.
Okay.
Jefferson did.
And Hamilton County did.
And Hamilton did. And I think Marion might have. Basically, everybody around us, pretty much. I don't know if Edwards did, but you got all that going on for Dad. So he's like at the shop. So once December hits, it would be really hard to put an episode out per week through the whole late season. So that's kind of why I break it up and just do one big late season episode to end the year, which ended up being the episode I killed my buck on this year, which was nice because last year I didn't do that.
No.
But I think we had, so last year's last episode, I think I killed that doe and then I did kind of a recap of the season or whatever. But
didn't you also shoot that buck where you shot at that buck?
The buck I shot last year was, that was the same episode Nate shot at his buck. That was in the middle of November.
So the one where it bounced off the, wherever it bounced off?
Yes, that was the one in the mid-November. So.
Gotcha.
We did 11 episodes this year. We did 10 last year. But yeah, it's been good. It's kind of
busy.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's taken off a little bit. It's definitely helped the channel grow. That's something I'll probably talk about. I don't know if I'll do it this Friday or next Monday, but whenever. Because, like, we're set up for video now. Like, you're the first one in the new studio since it's been done. This is the first time we've recorded in it.
It's a privilege.
I did put a picture on our Facebook group, just kind of, like, from in the room in there, kind of showing that a little bit of a sneak peek of what the studio looks like. But we're basically set up to do video. I'm waiting on one cable, or this one would have been on video tonight.
It's definitely nice.
It's an upgrade. I'll say that. I got to get some stuff on the walls in here. I'm going to probably put my deer over there in that corner. The one from this year.
You go fishing? You go fishing, deer?
Yeah. That deer. But.
Definitely a unique deer, though.
Oh, he definitely was. I'm going to, like, either this Friday or next Monday when I'm on video and everybody can kind of see, I'll talk about what we're going to do with the channels and everything because we're going to restructure things just a little bit. Because we've also got the green screen set up out there now that you saw that I'm really excited about. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think so.
We're going to get you in here for some of those. So
I'll be all right with that.
Yeah. Like as long as you want to, we'll get you more involved with some stuff because obviously you helped out. We got to film a little bit together this year.
Well, I tried to film you. It didn't.
Well, we didn't see any deer.
Didn't really know what I was doing. I tried to film a squirrel.
And then, yeah, you didn't even really get to practice because we only saw one deer.
No.
But then, like, turkey season, I mean, we hunted last year, so
yeah, I'm
we'll get to do that again this year.
Maybe I can help you out with that.
We can do that this year, yeah. We got, I'll be hunting, you'll be hunting. Nate got permits. I assume Kaylee did, so maybe there'll be two hunts there. I think Dusty's going to be turkey hunting this year. Dad, again, Hunter got a turkey permit this year, so we'll film her hunting. And we should be able to have a pretty good turkey season this year, I think.
Yeah, I got first season again, so.
Mm-hmm. You got first, I got second.
And also I have a fifth season,
mm-hmm.
Jefferson.
Dad got third and Hunter got fourth or vice versa. I don't know what Nate got. I don't know what Dusty got. I tried to get a first season Jefferson and didn't draw for it. And then I forgot about the last draw to put in for Jefferson. I was going to try to get a fifth season because there were some left and I just didn't. I thought, I don't know that I would kill one over there, but I thought it'd be nice to just go to the cabin and try because it's got that, it's backed up to that big timber. And I got that clover plot right there, so.
I just got permission, like, over 350 acres.
Yeah?
It's where I killed one of my birds just two years ago now.
Yeah.
And he told me I could go back out there again. I actually seen a mountain lion out there.
Did you?
Yeah, I seen it, and I walked right back to the truck.
That's where the three S's come into play. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. Yeah. Not that we would ever advocate for anything like that. I'm not sure how that works because, so like if you see an elk, as far as I know, because there's no season for it, it's not protected or whatever, you can shoot it. So I don't know how that works for a mountain lion.
I'm not real sure.
Because they're not supposed to be here.
Do they say they're here?
Right. I think the IDNR has acknowledged at this point that every now and then there's one here, which
it's kinda like a bear.
Yeah, which is what it is. I mean, there's not like a population of them. I don't think, but
this one has been seen
so far that like they definitely move through the area.
This one has been seen multiple times.
Yeah.
I don't know if it just hangs out in, you know, this region.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it just likes it over there and on that. There's a lot of public ground over there. It's a lot of coal mine ground. I don't know if they like that type of stuff, but.
Right. You got both Jefferson or you got one Wayne and one Jefferson?
One Wayne County, one Jefferson. You know I'm not going to miss.
You shouldn't.
I'm here.
You shouldn't. Speaking of that, on my way home, earlier, there were flipping deer everywhere. Like, I saw hundreds of deer on the way home. One three-year-old buck had both sides still.
Really?
Yeah. He was sitting there, like, freaking out beside the road, didn't know which way to run.
Man, I had so many opportunities. Well, not opportunities to kill him, but so many opportunities of seeing big deer out there. And I couldn't get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my other buddy, we went out there. It was one morning. And he seen him first. He seen him walk out in front of him. And I turned around and he's like, here he comes behind you. I turned around. Here he was. He stopped at 40 yards and I couldn't get a shot.
Uh-huh.
He was nice.
Was he?
Yeah.
But why I said that was that field was full of deer too when I went by. And I got to thinking about turkey season. I'm excited. This will be my fourth year, I guess. I do enjoy it because it's usually pretty comfortable weather. It's cool when the birds are talking. But like filming it and hunting with, you and Nate and Ted, that's a lot of fun to me. I enjoy that a lot. So I'm looking forward to the turkey season, seeing what we can do with it this year. And then that'll be on carbon. So we're going to re-air last year's. Your episode should come out like the first week of March, I think, on carbon. And then we'll air all four episodes from last year through March, and that'll lead into this year's season.
Sweet.
And then we'll have however many episodes we have, we'll go to carbon this year. And I've kicked around the idea of doing that spring strutting exclusively on carbon just because of the way I'm going to restructure our YouTube channels and stuff, but I don't know if I will or not. We'll see. Likely what'll happen is it'll go to kind of my idea. I'm going to talk about this more on an episode coming up, but I don't want to get into it too much. But my idea is probably to put Fall Pursuit on its own channel and then have Ridge Hunter Outdoors stay where it's at. So all the Fall Pursuit content will go to the Fall Pursuit channel. And then all of this content, the podcast, anything we do out there, I've got ideas for three or four different series of playlists of type videos we can do out there that'll go on the Ridge Hunter channel. And then basically it'll be just the show and the shorts and anything hunting, like actual hunting content of us out there hunting would be on Fall Pursuit. And that's where the Spring Strutting show will probably go if I leave it on YouTube. Because I won't have enough content for it to be its own thing.
No.
You know what I mean? I won't have Fall Pursuit, Ridge Hunter, and Spring Strutting because...
I mean, it's only 5 weeks, 6 weeks long or something.
Exactly.
Like that.
At most, we'll have 7 birds killed this year. I mean, and it's a short window, right? And that's if we get them all on camera, which, I mean, it is what it is. We didn't get Nate's really last year. You could just barely see red where he shot his, but...
You had to put the little circle.
Uh-huh, they were right on top of us. But anyway, if it stays on YouTube, it'll go to that Fall Pursuit channel. But part of the reason I kind of thinking about doing that is because I've heard a lot of horror stories about guys getting demonetized on YouTube because of the violence and whatnot.
I was just about to say something about that.
So I don't want everything we're doing here with the podcast and the new content out there to be demonetized because of the other stuff. And I want the other stuff to have a chance to be monetized too. And then if it gets demonetized on its own channel, big deal, we can stay monetized here. And then, of course, we try to work with some sponsors and get some new partners in too. But as far as the YouTube side goes, I don't want a chance losing the potential we have as this channel keeps growing to somebody on YouTube thinking the shooting a deer is bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Yeah. And then like if we do get to where we can do the Waterfowl Wednesdays again next year, those would go on this channel and we can do that. But
we got to get back to that because
I know I got to get back to flipping duck hunting.
Yeah. I had a pretty decent season this year. It was honestly probably one of the best I had in a very long time.
Like as far as you guys killed a lot of birds, or the bird type of, or you had good hunts every time, or like?
Honestly, it was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to find what day it was, but we killed blue wings in December.
Mm-hmm.
Blue wing teal in December.
Yeah. That doesn't usually happen.
December 4th.
Yeah.
I killed a blue wing, 4 green wings, and a mallard. We limited out. I think I limited out 3 times this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all mixed bags of sorts. I mean, I killed redheads, canvasbacks, mallards,
mm-hmm.
golden eyes.
All public water stuff, too.
Yeah, all public.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a blast. I mean, it got me to where I'm enjoying it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because the past few years, it just seemed like it was just dead.
Yeah. So that was like, it'd be 3 years ago now for me. Like, I was driving over to Missouri in a 3-hour drive, and we'd had some good hunts every now and then. But like towards the end, it got slower and slower. And then last year, I would wait and get like the text updates in the group and be like, well, we killed 2 ducks today, or we killed 1 duck.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Today, and like, I enjoy going and hanging out with the guys and eating breakfast in the blind the whole nine yards, but I would enjoy it a lot more if it was 30 minutes from home instead of 3 hours. It's hard for me to drive 3 hours to go kill 2 ducks just to hang out with the guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that shoots your whole day.
I mean,
and
yeah,
then they stay down there for the weekend. So if I want to do that, that shoots my whole weekend and, you know, everything else going on, kids, the wife. So it's been...
I like my bed.
Yes, exactly. And that's the other thing. Like, you're leaving so early to go 3 hours to duck hunt. But the kind of year that you had, like you said, kind of makes you, it gives you that energy back to kind of get after them.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not fighting them young kids anymore, getting to the boat ramp.
I don't blame you at all.
Midnight, 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I did that opening day, and I told my buddy, I said, I will never do it again.
Yep.
I'm done. He slept outside on the ground, and I was out there with him. But I got up, and I walked back to the truck, and I slept in the truck for a couple hours, got out, then walked back out there, and he didn't even know I was gone.
Yeah. And there he was, sleeping on the floor the whole time?
Pretty much.
Or sleeping outside the whole time?
Pretty much. Yeah, it was a mess.
That's something that, being in that lease over there in Missouri has made a lot better, because like when we were just doing public stuff all the time, like one of my least favorite things about duck hunting is throwing out decoys and picking up decoys.
Really?
I hate it. Because you got to get there, you got to leave so early to get there, like what you're talking about, and then get them all out in the wet, freezing cold.
Yep.
And then half the time it's raining. I'm like, this ain't worth it for a bird. I enjoy shooting them as much as the next guy. But, you know.
Yeah, but it was definitely a good year.
When you have those days, though, where there's just birds everywhere and everybody gets their limit, it's like, man, that's why I do it. That's what I'm chasing.
There was 2 times I was done before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 8:30.
Right.
And the first time it happened this year where I was done that fast, I'm like, man, like I wanted to keep shooting so bad.
Right.
Because they just kept coming in.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I can't. Just put your gun down. Just put your
just
gun
stop.
Down.
Stop. Yeah.
It's like, no, I need to make up for all the years that
exactly.
I didn't kill anything.
You're like, I could shoot 30 today.
Yeah.
That was when you were naming off what you showed. You shot like 4 greens and 4 blue wings and then...
Yeah,
two mallards.
Blue wing, 4 green wings, and a mallard.
Okay,
that's
so
what I killed.
Whatever it was, it was your 6.
Yeah.
It got me thinking, one of those times, so like where we went, you get there and you draw, right? Like we did, you have your permit, everybody has a permit, gets drawn first. You pick your blind, you go. When you come back, you have to fill out your harvest card.
Yep.
And you have to turn it in. We were there one time, me and my uncle, and my uncle Rod was going to turn in our card, and there was a guy in front of him. And he said, the guy asked him how he did. He said, well, I killed my limit. He said, oh, yeah, what'd you get? He said, mallards. He said, oh, you shot 4? He said, no, I killed 6. He said, oh, what'd you shoot? He said, mallards. The guy just killed 6 mallards and then turned it in right there at the booth. Like,
yeah, well.
He's like, yeah, I killed 6. What'd you shoot, mallards?
Game warden to come knocking on his door.
I guess so. And those guys are affiliated with the state, so I don't know how all that works. Like, I'm sure they probably have to turn that in.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I mean, they look at the cards and they write down the numbers. Guy has his name on the card, too.
And phone number and address and everything else. Yeah, that's a bad... Oops.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, so...
Yeah.
Not my problem.
When you were naming off your birds, I was like, okay, let's get the numbers right here. I shot 5 mallards and I shot 3 teal. Our partners at Flambeau Outdoors have some of the best solutions in the industry for your decoy and storage needs. They're focused on innovation that matters, and they build their products to last. They're probably most known for their whitetail, waterfowl, and turkey decoys, and that's for good reason. They've got a lot of quality options at great price points in each category. The Boss Buck is a personal favorite of mine in their whitetail line, and I've been throwing their Stormfront mallards in front of duck blinds for years now. Don't sleep on their storage solutions either, though. Whether it's fishing tackle, firearms, ammo, or archery equipment, they've got you covered. They just stepped up their archery storage game, too, with the new Formula Bow Case. It might just be the best bow case on the market. We've been using ours for several months now, and I'm continually impressed with the ease of use and security they provide. Make the most of your time outdoors with Flambeau. Realism that gets results. You got to pay attention, like bird hunting. And to be able, being able to identify, that's something I struggled with when I first started for a long time, was identifying what birds were what. Even greenheads to hens, when mallards would come in, I'd be like, I don't know, it looks like a duck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. It took a little bit. I mean, there was still some times, like the redheads. We usually don't get redheads here very often. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough, I killed 3 this year. I never, 2 in one day.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that story, but I'll just go ahead and tell it. We're out there hunting. We're hunting off this point, and I mean, it was just nonstop, just boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. We had a group of redheads come in. We shoot. We kill them, and we don't kill them very often, so I didn't know what the limit was, really. So I had to look it up. I looked it up, and I am glad I did, because not after I looked it up, or right when I was looking it up, 6 more landed in the decoys.
No kidding.
And I was getting up to shoot, and my buddy's like, no, stop, stop. And I jumped up, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can kill more than 2. And I think it is just 2 you're allowed to kill. Mm-hmm. And I was...
close.
Yeah. The slack was out of the trigger, say.
So you think there was just a big group of them that had...
It was. We shot into a big group. We killed 2 apiece, I think. And then it was just some extra ones that came back around and actually circled and landed again. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was ready to unleash on them again.
Uh-huh. Well... like you said, we don't get them very often. No. You got to shoot them while they're there.
Shoot, we don't get ducks here very often.
That's true.
Like anymore. This year, I don't know what it was. Maybe we were just in the right spots at the right time, but it seemed to work for us this year.
Yeah. The spot that I've hunted a little bit and had a little bit of success around here is close to your place, your house. And last couple years, not like this past season, but the previous 2 years, all the holes were dry, like there was no water because it was so dry in the fall. And then I didn't even think about it too late this year, but I'm sure there was water in it there after we got all that rain late. But I just never went and tried it.
Some of that, I know they broke the levee on some of that and they drained it.
Did they?
Yeah. I know they did that a couple years ago.
So the places that I was going and killing them was just little ponds here and there. So it wasn't actually by any of the big water. I mean, it was kind of close to some of the bigger water.
Was there like a goose refuge just south?
It's a little off of the goose refuge, yeah.
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 But these were just like, there's like 4 or 5 little ponds right there. I'll show you on the map.
Yeah, but they drained a lot of those.
Yeah. They were dry the previous 2 years, but I don't know about this year. But I had some luck there, which was fun because it is like 15, 20 minutes from the house. I just drive down there and throw out 6 decoys and I killed 4 birds. Four birds once and 2 another time. Let me see here. That's the right place. I don't know if that's the exact place or not. Hang on. Find out where we're at.
That's just my shot in the dark.
Well, I mean, you're on the right track. I got to figure out where the heck I'm at. Come down here. Yeah, it's right in there somewhere. Oh, there they are. So those little those little ponds right there, that's where I was at. And they would just kind of jump from one to the other. And one morning, I was a little bit late getting in, and they came in and sat down in my decoys. So I was like laying on the ground putting shells in my gun and killed two of them right there off the water. Well, by the time I shot the first one, obviously they were flying off, but shot the first one off the water and then got the second one in the next two shots, which is pretty average for me, about two shots per bird.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. That was, is there any kind of shell limit where you guys hunt most of the time?
I know if you hunt the draw, there's it's a 25 shell limit that you're allowed to take.
Like where we went.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not that anybody would ever take extra shells.
No.
Especially
me. I don't know who does that.
I would never. As good at shooting as I am, I only need six anyway.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. If there's geese, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You kill any geese this year?
I killed one.
Did you?
Oh, we killed a few snows. We actually, we had a day we killed all mallards and three snows. It was...
Really?
One, we were actually going to get my boat because we were about to pick up. And just one snow goose just decided to circle a couple times and land right in the spread.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
We were hunting down there. I don't know if it was the place me and you went or the other one down there. And we hadn't seen much all day. We might have killed a duck or two. But it was almost noon, which was quitting time there. It was like 11:30. And a big white bird just comes flying like 10 feet off the water, straight ass. We saw it for a long ways off. We're like, there's no way that's a snow goose. Like, there's no way. And we're watching and we're watching. And as it closer gets, like, maybe it is. And then, boom, there it went right over the top of us. Sure enough, it was a snow goose. I almost could have reached up and grabbed a thing. We didn't even shoot at it. It kept going.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it happens. I've seen some guys shoot at some swan, too, down there.
That's a...
You hear them coming, and you're like, ooh. And they, because, you know, you can see those other blinds in pits sometimes. Yeah. We were in pits this time. So, like, you could see across and see the pit, because they only have to be 200 yards apart, and they're pushing it on some of them.
Really?
Like, there's times where if you're shooting towards the other guy, they're shooting towards you, you can definitely hear the pellets raining down. But this particular time, you can hear them coming, and I don't know, it was like a six-pack of them. And they went away from us toward the southern pit, and you just see guns come up. Like, oh, gosh. Oh,
I hope they didn't kill one.
No, they didn't. Like, please don't fall. Please don't fall.
I don't want to be a witness to nothing.
Exactly. These are the same guys that shoot at birds that are, like, 100 yards in the air. So they were pretty high. Like, there was little chance they were going to hit one. But if it was my luck...
At one BB.
Yes, would drill that thing right behind the beak. And there's always, it seems like there's always one a year, though, because those guys down there that run the place, they'll be like, we had a guy earlier this year shoot a swan. Do not shoot a swan. It's like, they're so big.
You have to know the difference.
There was one time, it was real foggy, and we had some come up quiet behind us. And it was one of those deals, you're looking, you look one way, there's nothing, you look back, and there's a bird, and it was like a white bird. And I got up on him, and I was like, oh, no. Because that's what it was. They just weren't making any noise. And my first thought was snow goose, because your first thought's not swan.
No.
But luckily, we didn't kill any.
I was on my way home, I'd say about maybe a month ago, from my parents' house. And there was like, I'd say a good 75 to 100 swans out in one field.
Really?
It was kind of neat to see. You don't see that very often.
No.
It was pretty cool.
I was talking about all the deer I saw when I was on my way over to where I was going. About halfway there was a field full of Canadas, like 100 plus Canadas. Where's out in this that? Field. Exactly. I almost texted Blake because it's not too far from him. I didn't want to get him in trouble. But they were just littered out there. It was a big group. It's getting kind of, that was where I was at, was getting kind of close to Samdale. Okay. So I'm sure it was that the locals from up there.
Geese,
yeah. Most of them from up there. Because even Canada's, you don't see that many of them together a lot around here.
No, not usually anymore. I mean, this place used to be loaded.
Mm-hmm. Now you see 15 to 20 of them pretty normal or whatever, but and every now and then you see a big group.
I've actually seen a lot more this year than I have in
that's good.
The past few years.
That's good. Hopefully it'll be getting better, but I like the turkey numbers. I think they are coming up. We've seen in pockets. There's still places where birds are pretty few and far between, but I do think where you're seeing some guys, especially where guys are doing trapping and stuff,
yeah,
and getting rid of some coons and doing those contests and whatnot for raccoons, that's definitely helped, I think.
Do you know anybody that did that?
No, someone up north did one this year, I think.
I know Wayne County had that.
They were giving, the Farm Bureau was giving away $3 a tail.
Yeah, I wanted to do it so bad, but I didn't know where to start.
Yeah, about anywhere. They capped it at like,
I think like $3 a tail.
And yeah, I think you could do, you could make up to $600 or something. Yeah, so.
Wonder if all that money got allocated or.
Who knows? That was an interesting deal. They, part of the reason they brought the late winter seasons back is because of the Farm Bureau and insurance companies and stuff like that. I've got mixed feelings about that. Like, yeah, we have plenty of deer around, but at the same time, I think it's got the potential to get to the point where they're hurting the population because the insurance companies don't want to have payouts on car accidents or crop insurance, and the farmers are losing their crops to these deer. So they're going and they've got a lot of money in the politics, and they can get that kind of stuff done. And then they get out all these nuisance permits. And my issue with the nuisance permit thing is you can shoot them all year long with whatever, right? But what some guys will do is they'll just gut shoot them and say, well, I didn't find it. So you might not, they might only get issued five permits. Let's say they only get issued one permit. But if they gut shoot them all and they never find them, eh, still got my permit.
Yep.
How many deer can you shoot like that? That's, you know, got to make a difference eventually.
Me and a guy at work were talking about that. You know, how many deer, I know we're like jumping all around here from different,
that's
from
fine.
Duck hunting to turkey hunting back to deer hunting.
It's what we do here.
Yeah. Me and a guy were talking, you know, the numbers came out a couple weeks ago of how many deer were killed first season, second season, all of archery. And I think it was like 176,000 deer killed this year or something like that altogether.
Mm-hmm.
How many deer from that were not actually tagged? I know all those deer there were tagged.
Right, but how many didn't get tagged that died?
How many more people shot a deer that didn't tag it, you know, just some doe or something?
Yep.
I'm not condoning.
Right, but it happens.
Do that, but it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's a one to two thing? So there's over, we'll say close to 400,000 deer killed altogether.
I bet.
And it still doesn't hurt the population.
Right. I bet it's 25%. I bet for every four deer killed legally, there's one killed illegally.
Yeah.
And then that's not counting the ones that are like they don't even find.
Yeah.
Like that. Like you shoot one, you hit it bad, it ends up dying, but you don't find it. Like,
so let's,
I think
let's
if you add that in,
10%.
Maybe. I think you're probably 25 would be a pretty conservative number, you know, one in four.
Yeah.
So that's another 25.
We'll just say a round estimate of
40,000.
Yeah.
So yeah, 200 to 250,000 you're looking at. Yeah. But at some point, like this year hunting for me, I hunted in some decent places where I should be seeing a lot of deer, and I didn't see a lot of deer in places. Now, like on my way home today, all over the place. I was in a different part of the county, but I think it's similar to the turkeys. I think there's pockets where it's just lousy with deer. Like they need to do something about it. Otherwise, they're going to eat themselves out of house and home, and they're all going to die anyway.
Yep.
Or disease is going to spread. But then there's other places where there's not as many. Like I think there's pockets like there is anything else. And I just hope it doesn't get to the point like in Missouri. There's a pretty big area in northeast Missouri where all in the name of CWD, the IDNR hired sharpshooters to go in, and they just absolutely decimated the deer population. Killed a ton of deer.
Wow.
Like, it was an ungodly amount of deer, percentage-wise, of the herd that they just went in and killed to keep CWD from spreading. They say that CWD, in a lot of cases, won't even kill a deer in, like, it could take 4 to 5 years to kill them, which is the lifespan of a deer around here is probably 3 years. maybe four.
On average, yeah.
For most places, on average, you know, if you're taking does into account, four or five maybe. So, like, this is killing them within their regular lifespan anyway. But then they go in and kill them all with sharpshooters. Like, does that really accomplish the goal? Or did you just kill a bunch of deer? And that's Sleep. Where there's a lot of conspiracy theories about the CWD thing. A lot of, like, insurance lobbyists being behind a lot of that kind of stuff because they're putting a lot of money into getting rid of deer so they have less car deer collisions, less payouts for them, yada, yada.
So your opinion is you think they're pushing?
I don't know if they are. Just that theory is out there.
I mean, just like the theory of the egg crisis, you know, the
right.
avian bird flu.
Right. So I'm not saying, like, that's what's happening. I'm just saying, like, that's something that people have put out there. It's interesting to think about. I don't think it's necessarily that. I'm also not a big fan of the way they handle that. I think there's a lot of stupid legislation because of CWD, and I don't know why it is exactly. But there's that saying, like,
we may never know.
That, yeah, right. There's that saying about not putting malice where ignorance might be the cause or whatever. And, like, I think some people are just... A lot of people that are in places of power are just not too keen on what they legislate over, to say the least.
No.
Some of them lack a lot of knowledge about what they think they know. And I'm not saying I know it all. I'm just like...
You know, I can't sit there and say that the turkey population for me has been down because where I hunt at, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, too, I think Jefferson County had a record year on turkey harvest.
Really?
But then there are places where they're pretty thin. But, like, you're talking about the places you hunt, like, there's plenty of birds around, seems like. And I hunt across the road from the one spot. And
yeah.
We always get on a bird there. We didn't kill one there last year, but we were on them.
It's the same birds.
Yeah, it's the same group.
It's a big group of them.
There's always several toms out there. It seems like. At least there has been since I've been hunting the past 3 years.
That hunt last year we went on between Tom's and Jake's, I think.
Oh, it's a bunch.
What did we see? Four or five toms and about six or seven
I was
going to
say six or seven Jake's, yeah.
I did not expect all them Jake's to come running where we came walking from.
10 to
we
12.
We must have walked right under them.
Had to have. That or they came. I don't think they came all. They might have came all the way across the field.
Or unless they...
There were some definitely gobbling in that corner, though, that we walked right underneath.
Unless they came, flew across the...
They could have flew across the road.
Or not the road, but the creek.
Oh, yeah. They could have done that, too. Either way, there were some. Sounded like we're gobbling basically right where we came under.
I think if we go out there this year, mm-hmm. we're going to set up in the woods.
On that side? The road side or where we were at?
On my side. You know, where we park, we'll yeah. walk in, and where we hunted last year,
mm-hmm.
just in the woods.
Where those two came from behind us.
Turn and sit in the woods so we don't get busted.
Yeah.
And then I've always seen them. They've always came in that woods.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we just make enough noise, sound like we're some hens in there scratching.
Even if they don't, we could probably go to the field edge and cut them off. Yeah. Like if they look like they're staying in the field, like those three toms did last year, we could go cut them off. But that one tom came right in behind us.
Yeah.
And with nothing we could do
with
about
the hen.
It. And he was like 30 yards away, maybe.
Yeah. I turned around and you're like, look. And I'm like.
Yeah. They were right there. And we couldn't do anything about it. No. They were just totally set up the wrong way.
And that hunt, my second hunt, you didn't get to go on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was right behind my house. And that was the fastest hunt I ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
My buddy comes, and I told him, I said, listen, this is going to be super fast. I said, I guarantee our walk and our four-wheeler ride and walk in is going to be longer than the actual hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. We were back at the house at like 6:27.
That's my kind of turkey hunting. You get to go eat breakfast.
I mean, one reason why I wanted to be done so quick is I was soaking wet
because mm-hmm.
walking through grass up to your knee to get to the spot where it needed to go, I was just drenched.
In the springtime,
In
yeah.
the springtime, I'm a little wet and cold and get to the spot and a bird flies down. Actually, a bearded hen landed out about 60 yards.
Really?
And I was hoping she would come in. That would have been pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this old Tom, I heard him fly down, because we were that close to where they were roosting, flew down, and he was jumping like honeysuckle and stuff to get to the field, because it was kind of grown up until you got into the woods. And you could hear him like, like jumping, trying to get over the stuff. He got over it, and I couldn't see him no more because there's all that honeysuckle, because I'm sitting back off in it. And he comes out, and my buddy didn't see him yet. And he's like, where's he at? Where's he at? And I'm like, he's right here. And he sure was. He popped around that corner. I didn't think he was that close. He was like 10 yards.
Yeah.
And then he's like, that does not look like a tree. And he like pops his head up, and I just turned real fast and shot. I mean, it was like a reaction shot, and I dumped him.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, you're ready to go. Throw the bird over shoulder, walk back to the four-wheeler, and
that's awesome.
Home we go.
Those are the good hunts. Something I learned last year, which has been cool for me starting out, late onset, if you will, turkey hunter, like being able to kind of be a little more cognizant of what's happening and learning those lessons. You always hear people talk about, well, birds won't fly a creek, or they won't go through the thick stuff, or they won't walk through a briar patch in the woods or whatever. Well, just like that one you're talking about, that dude's jumping over honeysuckle. If they want to go, they're going to go.
They will.
They won't cross a fence. So the bird that Nate missed last year, we were in the timber trying to decide what to do. We finally made a decision and went down. The dude walks in the woods where it was thick in there. He walks into the woods through the thick stuff. So there's one. He flew the creek. Nate heard him fly the creek and to get over to kind of where we were at. And then he saw him up on the hill, and he went through a fence. Like, that's where he was headed, to go through the hole in the fence. So, like, there's three of them knocked out right there. If they want to go somewhere, they're going to go there. Like,
exactly.
Because in my mind, I was like, this bird's not going to walk right through here. It's way too thick. He's not going to go over the creek to get up here. He's going to walk this field edge all the way around, and then he's going to come around to where he wants to end up. So that's kind of why we decided to go where we were going, because me and Nate were kind of thinking the same thing. And had we just sat down where we were standing there thinking, he'd have walked right to us. I mean, we were on the trail that he ended up on where Nate missed him at 50 yards. But then it's
that one time that you're like, you know what? He's going to go under that fence, cross the creek, through the thick stuff, and then he doesn't.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's, like, they're unpredictable, I think, at times.
I think that's any wild animal.
That's true. Yeah. Me and Nate had this conversation. He was talking about how smart turkeys were, and I'm like, I really don't think they are. I think they're pretty stupid. They just, they can see really well. They can see really well.
I think the hens are very smart. Yeah. It's just like deer are smart too.
Right.
But when it's that time.
When rut kicks in.
I don't know what you call it for turkeys, strutting time, I guess you want to call it. But
yeah, everything else goes out the window.
They kind of get dumb. Because I have a video. We'll have to pull it up. It was from 4 years ago when I killed my double beard. After I shot my bird.
If you're like most hunters out there, at some point you've dreamed of having a piece of hunting ground to call your own. Maybe you finally decided to make those dreams a reality. If so, you need to talk to our guy, Rodney Hawkins. Rodney is a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. If you haven't heard of them, they aren't your average real estate company. While they do deal in traditional residential and commercial real estate, their specialty is recreational and farm ground. With agents like Rodney serving across the state of Illinois, no matter what you're looking for, they can find it. Even if you want to sell what you already have to upgrade, downgrade, reinvest, whatever, they've got you covered. For more information, you can contact Rodney at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. On top of what he does for MFL, Rodney also has his own company called RG Outdoors. They currently carry hard and soft-sided blinds, blind chairs, tree stands, and cameras from Radix Hunting, Tacticam trail cameras, Fission e-bikes, and he's adding new stuff all the time. I've personally used all of these products, and I'm beyond happy with every one of them. The Fission e-bike is a game changer, and you will not find a better one for the price. If you're interested in anything RG Outdoors has to offer, you can send them a message to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors, email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com, or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153.
These two toms did not leave. I got up, and they still stood there. I had to walk out there, and they finally just walked off.
Yeah.
They didn't fly. They didn't run. I mean, they were there to whoop the decoys and my bird.
Mm-hmm.
After I shot my bird, they went over there. The both of them just started thumping the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went over to the decoys, and we finally had to make them stop because I really didn't want them to pop the bubble in those decoys.
Right.
And yeah, it was pretty funny to watch. I mean, I was kind of giggling at it, and I walked up to the bird, seeing it was double beard, then I was about to faint, you know? Yeah.
The one you killed last year on camera, they were the same way. You had to get all the way to those birds before they left.
Yeah, I mean, I walked right up to them, and you can't see it on the film of me walking up and them running off, but, I mean, I probably could have killed all three of them if I had three tags.
Yeah, that's something I was thinking about this year. I was trying to space out tags where we could have, like, somebody hunt every season, but then I was like, maybe we should try to get a couple in the same season, because...
You could double up. That's an awesome
right
video.
There, we could have killed... Like you said, all three of them.
I mean,
you could have killed that one, handed me the gun, I handed you the camera, and still could have killed another one.
Yeah.
Right
pretty
there.
Much.
So I thought about that a little bit too late, but it is what it is.
Yeah, now that I got the camera on my gun now, I'm hoping it works.
Mm-hmm.
I've never used one before, a GoPro or anything like that on a gun, so
we did them last year. So I like to have also like the where you can see the hunter. So I put the GoPro like on the end of our guns last year, and I faced it towards us.
Yeah.
And it worked pretty well.
Maybe we can try that. I don't know.
That's how I did with our GoPro. If you really want to get wild, we could put both of them on your gun, and you could just put them on equal sides so it's balanced, like stabilizers, and you could have one out and one in.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. That second angle for editing and stuff and for making a good quality video is so important, because... Like the self-filmed hunts this year, mine, I just got barely a little bit before my GoPro died, so I didn't have anything there. Nate didn't have a GoPro, and Blake didn't have a GoPro going when they killed either of theirs. Dusty didn't have a GoPro. So it's like, there's no second angle, so you're missing a lot. Because when I go to edit, I have to cut out spaces where...
I'll say they don't see you drawing back.
Right. And then I have to cut out spaces of the original film and piece it together... Where that deer's walking out of frame, and then he's out of frame for a second, for like 10 seconds, and then the camera swings over. Like, I'm not trying to make everybody dizzy. Yeah. Give him seasickness watching the video.
Then he stops, and then you're about to draw back again, and then he walks a little
exactly.
Further.
So, like, with the second angle, you can still show what's happening, whereas, like, I had to do with those is I just had to cut that part out and then go to the next place you can see the deer. So, like, on Nate's deer, you see him... out there when he first saw him, and you see him turn his head and he starts to walk, and then the next time you see him, he's at like 25 yards because there's a gap in there where you just can really see the deer, and nobody wants to watch a camera just swing through the woods. Like,
no,
I don't want to watch that, so I'm not going to put it on there.
Like, just get to the kill shot already, please.
Right. So the second angle is so big when it comes to especially self-filming. You can get away with it a little bit better if you have someone filming for you because they can stay on the deer better. But even then, it's nice to, like you said, see him drawing back. Or, like with the turkey hunting, it was kind of cool to see, like on Dad's, you could see the bird, and from my angle, he was not obstructed by anything. And Dad had to pop up on his knees, and he was like looking around the gun trying to see the bird. And I'm like, kill him, kill him. Well, he hadn't stuck his head out yet. So you can like watch him kind of go through all that process, and then he finally gets on him when that bird steps out and shoots him.
That's pretty cool.
So it's cool to see that kind of stuff too, for sure.
Yeah, hopefully this year. And, like I said, I got first season, so we'll probably go if you're able, if I'm able to get off work, go opening day and get out there and get on one.
What is opening day? It's usually weekend, right?
No.
Friday? Or do they start at the beginning of the week?
First season is during the week.
It's the shortest season too, right? One of the seasons is longer than the others, but I don't remember which one it is.
I'm looking it up now.
We do have the power of the internet.
14th through the 18th is first season.
14th through the 18th?
Of April.
So that's...
Yeah, so Monday through Friday.
Oh, of course. Okay. Well, hey, I'm down if you can get off work.
Yeah, I'm probably going to take a couple days. So nobody takes off.
That one was the 24th. Somewhere right in there is where...
And then 19th through the 20th. Oh, that's the North Zone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was thinking ours was the 7th. Is it the 7th? For a first? For opening weekend or whatever?
It's usually, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it, it's the 7th because that's where I...
It is. I just... There it is. 7th through the 11th. Sorry. Yeah.
So we'll have a week there in between last season's episodes on Fall Pursuit or on Carbon TV and Facebook, because I'll put them on Facebook too, like I did with the Fall Pursuit episodes from last year. There'll be a week in between the 4th one from last year and then the 1st one from this year. Hopefully right about a week. If you kill on opening day, I can get that thing out or soon enough.
If I don't, that's an issue.
That's another thing I like about the turkey season is I don't put it on as strict a schedule as Fall Pursuit. So it's like, hey, if I get one out on a Wednesday, great. If I don't, I'll get it out next week and roll with the flow a little bit more. But I like that for that series. The Fall Pursuit's a little bit more polished. It's a little bit more like traditional.
It's just kind of like run and gun. Just
the turkey thing, because I feel like, at least for me, the way I like to do it, that fits what we're doing. Like the deer hunting part's like, it's more like
you prepare
strategic
for it, you know?
And yeah, you're prepared and you gotta, like, you do stuff all year.
It's like, I gotta finish my turkey food plots before.
Right, exactly. And then turkey season's like, hey, I'm gonna get out here and hear one gobble and we're gonna go get him.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and I like that. So I want the shows to have that kind of feel and be separate from each other. And that way it gives the people who like that feel, they can watch the spring strut, and if they like the more polished stuff, they can go watch Fall Pursuit or whatever.
It's kinda like we were in the truck and I'm like, hey, I think these turkeys are gonna be like right here.
Yes, we should have been filming that.
And it was just like, oh, there they are.
There they are. And I told you there were three more literally just across the road. Me and Dusty were going back in one of his spots to deer hunt there in December, and there were three toms out there.
You know, I showed you that video of my boy finding that deer antler, you know, and we went across the road there too on the property, and there was probably 30 to 35 turkeys out in that field.
Really?
You know, we walked the bottom edge and came up, and then they were standing on top of the hill. And I didn't see him at first, and I just looked over, and there's about 30 black dots out there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell if any of them had beards, but there were some in the field just west of that. I think it's west. Mm-hmm. Just west of that property there, and there was four toms out there. I could tell.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, that's...
So same plan as last year. We're going to go to the honey hole first.
Yeah. And then, you know, if we don't kill anything and if we go to the other spot there, and we don't see anything there, I say we can walk in and look around. If we don't see nothing and the first spot doesn't work out and we want to try something different, we can go to that area. And I guarantee there we'll hear birds. We'll probably see them. It's a big open hay field. So. Mm-hmm.
I like that second spot too, because it for a second, like a mid-morning when they're out there strutting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first spot definitely sets up better for off a roost. Like just the way
there's
you
no
get
way to
in.
Sneak in.
Right. And then the other place for mid morning when they're strutting, you can, like we did last year, you can get around that whole property and be in cover. It sets up a lot better to stalk them than the first
place.
The
field isn't very wide either.
Right.
So it's easy to maybe pull one off of something if there's
yeah, if you get out there, even if they're not in the perfect spot like they were last year where we snuck basically all the way to them,
that
you can
honestly
put a decoy
just
up.
Luck.
Oh, the last 20 yards, dumb luck.
I don't know how they didn't see us with, you know, a foot of grass.
Right.
That's all that was.
And yeah, they got to 15 yards and then you just blasted that one. You did a backflip.
I'm like, are you on it? You can hear me like, are you on it? Are you on it? You're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, boom.
I'm really excited to put out the trailer for spring strutting from last year.
You can see the wad just like fly over the bird as it's getting dumped.
Yeah. I actually like the trailer for spring strutting better than the one for Fall Pursuit. And like when the music kind of builds up, and then when it drops is as soon as, like when you shoot that turkey in the face, 15 yards is when the music drops. It's really awesome. So I'm looking forward to sharing that one. I think it'll be good. People will like it, but it was fun.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to
for
it this
year.
Oh yeah. That's the thing about it too. I will always be a deer hunter first, but being able to get out there and get after them, like you can't do that with deer as easy where we're at.
No.
Just because it's so hard to get around without them smelling you, hearing you, seeing you. Whereas turkeys really, if they can't see you, you're in the game.
Yeah, they're not smelling you.
Exactly. And they're not really hearing you. I mean, if you get stupid. And honestly, when we were sneaking up on those birds, when that rabbit took off out of the brush right beside us and we were only 40 yards from the turkeys, I thought, crap.
I didn't even see the rabbit. I didn't know there was a rabbit.
It was like, I just assumed that's what it was. I never saw it, but that whatever took off in the brush.
Okay, yeah, I remember
that. And you
that.
Can hear me on the video say something about, I was like, oh, crap.
I thought that was like a, I thought that was another turkey or something. Because there was four birds there at one time.
This took off from right beside us and ran out towards them. I thought, great, this is a stupid rabbit. It's going to blow the whole thing. We've walked all the way across this property.
For a rabbit.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to the fourth bird.
I don't know.
Unless he just worked off. I don't know. Or maybe when those other, he could have been over in that corner still. When you shot, he ran instead of flogging the one that you killed like the other two did.
No idea. I mean, I wasn't going to pop my head up too much to look. I was just waiting for him to come.
Yep. The only thing that would have been better is if I'd have been on your left side, but I didn't want to get out there and them see me before you can get a shot at them. Because I would have been really wide. It would have been a bad angle at
you
that
know,
point.
I was thinking next year, if we have to do that situation, I'm going to give you a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go out wide, and that's going to attract them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were fired up.
Yeah,
They weren't gobbling, but you could tell by the way they were moving.
All three of them were out there strutting for 30 minutes.
For what? There was no hen.
Exactly.
It was just me calling.
Yeah. And they were just, I don't know, mad at the world, I guess.
I don't know.
They wouldn't fight each other till one went down.
Pretty much. They're like, wait till you trip.
Uh-huh. We'll jump you. Yeah. We're all hanging out here strutting until you get shot in the head. Then we're coming after you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that'd be... I think this year you'll kill one off the roost in that first setup. I really do.
I hope so. That's where I killed my double beard. I know I'm, you know, sitting here saying I want to kill another one. I hope I do.
And then second season, I'll probably start across the road again in the first spot. And then that's something... We got maybe one more spot in Wayne County this year that we'll be able to hunt. But with Dad and Hunter both hunting and us kind of only having a couple spots that I know will produce birds, I don't want to pressure one too much.
That's
since they're hunting after me, I want to give them a chance.
See, that's how I am. That first spot we're going to, I know a couple other people hunt it too. My nephews, mm-hmm. and then my father-in-law.
So we might as well get there first, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Which my nephews may go youth season. I know one of them is. Depends on if I take him or my brother-in-law or whatnot, but...
Yeah. The good thing about that is, too, there's a lot of birds there.
Yes.
And that's the thing about what I think about going across the road to start. If I can kill one over there, then we can bounce to the other spot for whichever one of them has third season. Then we can bounce back there because a new one will probably move in by then. And we can go there fourth season. Because me and Dad saw at least three toms over there on one hunt this year. And we just never got one close enough. The one that... I think it was the same one we saw consistently just would not decoy. He didn't want anything to do with it. There was a couple of times he should have. He was definitely close enough. He saw it. He just didn't want anything to do with it. So he was kind of stubborn. But
this other spot I have for fifth season, I killed one there. It's a good spot. There's quite a few turkeys there.
Yeah.
And the way I killed it, I laid on a bank of a pond.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of steep and it comes down. And I just laid there like I'm in a trench in World War I. Yeah. And this turkey, I seen a bunch of them come out, and then this one was by himself, and he came in from about 200 yards and just danced all the way in. It seemed like it took hours, which it probably took 20 minutes.
Right.
And he danced all the way into about 12 yards. And
mm-hmm.
I shot, and I thought I dumped him because he flipped, but he got up, took off flying. I had to give him another one, and he finally dies. And he
just
finally
like our ducks.
And he finally dies, and he's laying there, and I have to run after him, you know, because I didn't want him to get up again. I didn't know if he's dead or alive.
Uh-huh.
He about when I shot him, he was just about to get off the ground again, and I shot again. He got up, and he was flying. I'm like, what the heck? And then he just falls, and he's about 70 yards away. So I'm like running through this freshly cultivated field after about 4 inches of rain.
You didn't lose your boots, did you?
My boots were look like Bigfoot's feet or elephant's feet because of all the mud taken on them. I'm huffing and puffing at him like, you, I'm going to swear, if you weren't dead already,
you better
I'd shoot
be dead.
You again.
You see, everybody saw the video of that one kid chasing the bird around. He missed him like three times. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
He ran out of ammo.
Right,
he threw his gun.
Yeah. That's what I'm picturing right now.
I'm not throwing my gun. That thing's my baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time, I hope.
Even though I didn't get to do any duck hunting this year. I'll be after the big birds.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope so. I hope this all goes well enough, and with the new channel and everything, or not the new channel, but the new content stuff, channel takes off, I'll have more time to do some more of that extra content. Because the bigger it gets, the more content I want to produce. So that's something that's on the list. Like, I've talked to Dusty about eventually maybe doing some predator hunting stuff, because he's big into that. He kills a ton of coyotes every year, and then like doing duck hunting stuff just makes sense. Like, you and Blake kill a bunch of birds every year, so it would make sense if we could work something out there.
Don't say every year. Well, don't jinx me now.
Knock on wood.
I try.
Yeah. You guys hunt quite a bit every year, so.
Yeah, I take a lot of time off for that.
It makes sense that we'd move that direction, maybe do some fishing stuff one of these days too, but that's definitely something on the list to do some more. If we get to that point, add some duck hunting content.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. And then hopefully we can get our other idea off the ground one of these days.
You know, we sit here and it's been 3 years, 4 years we talked about it.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it happens. If it don't, you know.
I've got, literally, it's all ready to go on the website. I don't have the artwork or whatever. Now it's like, okay, it's March again. We might as well wait till July.
And then.
Or August.
And by that point, you know. How many fields you're going to be in, you know? And
then, exactly. Yeah.
And then you got other obligations.
That's the other thing, too, hopefully if the channel continues to grow, that'll give me more time to do other things. I'd like to get to the point where I could get somebody to help more regularly, and then that would free me up to do stuff like that and to kind of grow into other areas. So, I don't know. That stuff we'll talk about on the next episode, too.
That takes time.
Yeah, it all takes time, but.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's what they say. I don't know if they can prove that.
I mean, aliens probably helped, but...
That's what they say.
That's a whole nother topic.
We were talking about conspiracies earlier. You want to get into some stuff right there.
Then pyramids.
Yeah. We'll save that for another show. Oh, you got anything else you want to leave the people with?
No, I'm just excited.
We're at about an hour, so that ought to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for turkey season, man.
Yeah, me too.
We'll get out there first season and bring the people some content. And they're going to be seeing more of you because I want to get you out there and do some videos too. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm a hoot.
So. We're going to have fun with that. Like I said, told you before we started, I was talking to Nate. I was like, even if nobody watches it, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Out there. And all that's ready to go. So like, I'm ready to get started on that soon and get things rolling. I got to figure out some computer stuff on the back end. But other than that, like... I'm ready to roll. We're going to start bringing out some new video
You're
types.
You're a pretty smart guy. You can figure it out.
I don't know if I've ever been actually accused of that, but I'm pretty decent at using Google, so it knows way more
how
than
to...
I do.
How to...
Exactly. All right. That seems like a good place to leave it. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you hopefully on Friday. If I don't get a full draw Friday out, then we'll see you Monday. I got some news coming up on that too. So excited about everything. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.